In India, the government is taking extraordinary steps to ban a BBC documentary about Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The documentary explores Modi's role in deadly anti-Muslim riots that killed more than 1,000 people in 2002. Officials have invoked emergency powers to scrub the documentary from social media. And in Delhi, where defiant college students attempted to host a viewing of the film, the government cut the university's electricity and deployed police forces. For more, let's bring in Jerry Shi, India Bureau Chief with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Jerry, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, Jerry, the Indian government is doing everything it can to prevent people from watching this documentary. What does it show about Modi's role in the 2002 anti-Muslim riots in Gujarat?
Sure. What we've seen in the last week, and what has particularly worried many observers of Indian politics, it's not just the events in the past week. It's been essentially the culmination of what's been called a wave of censorship. And so let's just take the last week, for example. After the BBC released its documentary, which alleged that Prime Minister Modi essentially had abetted in the violence that led to hundreds of deaths, the Indian government issued takedown orders to social media platforms in Silicon Valley, including YouTube and Twitter, that effectively banned people from posting links to the BBC documentary. The Indian government said that this piece of journalism by the BBC amounted to malicious propaganda with ulterior political motives. It was biased, and it was something produced with a colonial mindset to smear India. Some BJP members and politicians went as far as saying that watching the film would amount to treason. And so we had these extraordinary scenes this past week in New Delhi, where, as you said, police forces were deployed essentially to prevent university students from watching the film. It raised serious questions at a time when, if you remember, 2 years ago, the Indian government had similarly ordered Twitter to take down tweets by farmers protesting against the government, in which the farmers had criticized Modi. They had essentially claimed that he was committing quote-unquote genocide. The government didn't take kindly to that and said that this material should be taken down, which, of course, Twitter resisted at the time, arguing that it would infringe upon the free speech rights of its users. And so we've essentially seen that the government has become more and more aggressive in its efforts to censor social media. And just in the past several weeks, it's introduced new laws, it's proposed new laws, I should say, that would effectively let the government decide what is fake news and what is not, and to give it powers to order the removal of content that it deems to be fake.
Yeah, and how is this playing among people? Because obviously Modi has a very strong support base. The BJP you mentioned is his Hindu nationalist party. But do you think people are buying this rationale for banning the film, that it is kind of continuing a colonial mindset by the BBC?
Sure. I think, you know, it's an interesting question, because there's many people who would argue that, you know, this type of behavior, the censorship of the media, deploying police to prevent students from watching a BBC documentary amounts to worrying authoritarian behavior. But at the same time, we have to remember that this is a leader of a country of 1.4 billion people who has been elected twice in national elections. He enjoys a tremendous level of popularity. He won most recently in 2019 in a landslide, which, you know, many political observers would say was owed precisely to, I guess, his appeals to Hindu nationalism. At this moment, you know, the message that is being delivered by Narendra Modi, one of, you know, India is rising, India is a country that is perhaps drifting away from its secular roots, and this is a country that should embrace its majority Hindu character.
Yeah.
That's a message that's really resonated.
Yeah, Jerry, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I want you to just finish up for us on this idea of India on a path to authoritarianism and whether maybe there's a younger generation, the college students who are being banned right now from watching it, who might rise up in opposition to that.
Sure. I'll just say that college students in many places, frequently will protest. They will stand up. But if you look at the broader picture of Indian politics and the enormous level of support that Modi enjoys, I would say that they're comfortably in the minority.
Yeah. Jerry Shi, thank you. India Bureau Chief with The Washington Post.